Stormlike Radio, some OABCIG wrestling chatter at this time, and for that, happy to be joined by Falcons coach Randy Neiman, as Randy, two of your guys off to Des Moines later this week to compete at state. Congratulations to them. I know they and the team and the communities are excited for them.
You bet, Ryan. Good to be with you. We're excited. Two experienced wrestlers going back down to Wells Fargo, and I think everybody's really expecting some good things from these two young men.
Those being Curtis Krager, a sophomore at 106 pounds, and 126, Jake Wolf, a senior, will be making a return trip also to Wells Fargo. And let's start with Jake. What a great way for him to go out as a senior back to Wells Fargo Arena.
You bet, Ryan. This is his third trip down there. And, you know, he's been on the podium once. I've seen it all year, and I say that a lot, but I've seen it all year from him, just that desire to get back on the podium. Last year he was at 126 and had some really tough draws and just couldn't get it accomplished. We really feel good about him this year. He's wrestled with a new intensity, and I would expect a real happy tournament for him when we get down here.
Hopefully so, and Curtis Krager made it last year. He's back again as a sophomore. High hopes for him, too, I'm sure. And what a district event he had at Manson, finishing first and twice winning by fall. Dominant efforts.
You bet. I think Curtis is someone that maybe some of the state experts overlook a little bit, but he's done a lot of summer wrestling. He did some spring wrestling. You know, he's really committed himself to being the best that he can be. He was down there last year at 106 and went 0-2. I'm willing to bet a paycheck that doesn't happen this year.
All right. So, and you were represented at districts by seven of your wrestlers. Maybe you can give a plug for some of those other guys that have done good things all year for you.
Well, you know, we had seven young men there, and unfortunately, we're only taking two to Des Moines. And we've got just some really good kids that just came up a little bit short. Benton Phillips, who was a senior, who's done a lot for our team over the last 4 years, but unfortunately, he doesn't get to make that trip with us. We got Blake and Tyler Anderson, who are just sophomores. And I think I really wanted to sneak them down there so they could get that taste of what it's like to wrestle on the Wells floor. So next year and the following year, they would have that experience under the belt. And then Adam Grody at 170 pounds was a loaded weight class. And he ends up losing his final match to Ryan Kugel of Ridgeview, who is just a fantastic athlete. And Ryan ends up going to state. So it's really nice that those kids could represent us. And then heavyweight Jaron McKibben, who's battled very well and has really come on in the second half of the season. And again, all of those kids except Benton return next year, so we're really excited about that.
And Curtis finishing first, as mentioned, in districts, and Jake getting runner-up. So they're getting geared up for the state meet in a matter of days here. And you mentioned Jake had some tough draws last year, but he's been on the podium before. And Curtis, definitely expecting better for him, hoping so anyway this year too.
Yes. Both of these young men, they know what it's going to take to get on the podium. Their goals have never been to qualify for state. I think even last year they both wanted to, and that might have been a far reach for Curtis. He was a smaller 106-pounder. Yeah. He never really had to cut any weight. So this year their goals are a little loftier, but the work that they put in, the focus that they've had, the not only physical training but the mental training they've done, I really feel confident for these young men. I think this is going to be a real nice weekend for OABCIG wrestling down there.
Some comments from Randy Neiman. Thank you, as always, for Randy. I appreciate the talk. And all the best to Curtis and Jake at State.
Thank you very much, Ryan.